This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Shelley Romaley is with the YMCA here in Central Virginia. That's the Piedmont YMCA. Piedmont Family YMCA is the right way to say it. And thank you for joining us. I appreciate you coming in. And y'all have some exciting news. There's some things going on that folks should know about.
Oh, absolutely. We're in the midst of a capital campaign to build the Charlottesville Albemarle community's first true family YMCA facility, and the campaign's going well. We're very optimistic that we'll be breaking ground the first part of next year, 07.
Wow, that's great.
Yes.
Now, where is this and what exactly is planned?
We are planning on building on the campus of PVCC, Piedmont Virginia Community College.
Love the PVCC.
Yes, and it's going to be a great opportunity. They're going to be a great collaborator with us, along with Albemarle County. And
so they're putting in some of the money. Are they going to have use of the facility as part
Albemarle
of their?
Albemarle County has given us some money, and we're really looking to collaborate with them in a lot of ways. We are serving the city of Charlottesville, Albemarle County, and the surrounding counties as well.
But is PVCC part of that mix? Will their students have access to it? Like if you're a student at PVCC, can you go to this facility and use the work out there, for example?
Well, the Y will be open for anyone who wants to join. And the great thing about the YMCA, everyone can join. We have affordable membership rates, but for those who have financial challenges, we offer confidential financial scholarships. And everyone who wants to be part of the Y will have that opportunity. And we do expect to have some collaborative programs with PVCC, so their students, faculty, and staff are going to have a great opportunity to use our facility.
Now, tell us about the facility that is planned.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful one, state-of-the-art YMCA. We're going to offer a two-pool family aquatic center, a warm water family fun pool, everything from learn-to-swim lessons for the little tots up to water aerobics and arthritis water exercise for older adults, a splash zone where kids can play in a mushroom and go down a slide.
Oh, cool.
And
very cool.
Yeah, and a little warmer water that suits all generations. And then the second pool will be the cooler water fitness and competition-oriented pool. We also have a very large fitness center where all the cardio equipment and strength training equipment will be. That will be upstairs over our locker rooms. The fitness center will look down on those two pools, and on the other side, a 10,000-square-foot gymnasium.
Wow.
Well, you also have a whole lot of multipurpose space. One of the big things we're looking forward to doing is providing an opportunity for parents and grandparents coming in to use the facility, for young children to be well-supervised by our trained and licensed staff in a child watch room as well.
That's really neat. Shelley Romaley with the Piedmont Family YMCA, a new facility planned here for Central Virginia. For you folks who might believe correctly, let's be honest, that some of the places to work out around here are a little expensive, and you want a nice facility at a reasonable membership fee that fits your family budget, and this sounds like it might be the answer for a lot of folks.
Right, and I guess what I'd like your listeners to know is that YMCA is more than just physical fitness. We're really about the Y triangle you see in the Y logo, body, mind, and spirit. We do a lot of work on helping families be stronger. We're really about family development and community development. So it's all three things, body, mind, and spirit. And we're known for swimming lessons and being physically fit, but, you know, child care, summer camp, tutoring, all those things are part of making a family stronger and a community stronger is what our YMCA facility will allow us to do better than we're already doing. We're using a couple dozen facilities around the city and county to deliver services now, but having our own home base.
Yeah, that'll be nice. And you've never really had that here, have you?
We have not. Not a true family YMCA.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, I know the YMCA at UVA, the University of Virginia, when that started, that was the very first collegiate YMCA, and
it
they built
was.
What's now, oh gosh,
Madison House.
Madison Hall.
Hall.
In 1905.
Right.
Which was actually a YMCA building, and it was sort of, aside from the rotunda, it could be called the first campus center, and mm-hmm. it was right across the street from the rotunda. It's now the president's office and his staff, his immediate staff, and the, what's now called Mad Bowl, which was just a marshy field of that they've only recently taken that away from. It's no longer a marshy field now. They put some money into it. But that was originally called, when YMCA was built, that was originally called the YMCA campus.
Correct.
And that was behind, and they had a running track and tennis courts and all of that back there behind this YMCA. Now, is there any connection between that original college YMCA and the YMCA in Charlottesville?
Well, only, I guess, insofar as it's part of a very rich history of the YMCA movement in our community. And you're right, UVA was the site of the first college YMCA in the United States. And the Y movement is over 150 years old.
Is
so UVA,
really? Wow.
Yes, can claim a very significant part of that history.
Yeah.
And we've had YMCAs in different incarnations, I guess, in other parts of the community. Our Piedmont Family Y has been here since 1994, has grown every year for the last 12 years, and last year we served over 6,000 kids in those couple dozen borrowed and rented facilities around the community.
I'm interested in that. Tell me, what do you offer kids today until the new facility comes on board? And even then, you know, getting kids, like, do you have some, like, after-school program? Because isn't the Y known for things like that?
I'm glad you mentioned after school. We do a wonderful program at Park's Edge on Whitewood Road. That's a collaborative program with AHIP, the Albemarle Housing Improvement Program. And we offer that every day after school. And those families there at the Park's Edge Community Center, I know, are very appreciative of having that chance for their kids to have a supervised opportunity for play, for homework completion, for tutoring and mentoring.
Yeah.
We also offer a licensed child care center at our small facility right now. We have at Westfield Road, and we're open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's for children 2 to 5. We are licensed by the Commonwealth of Virginia, and again, that's open to all families, regardless of their ability to pay the full cost. We'll offer a confidential
scholarship. See, that's what's so great, because, you know, you can get that great after-school program at ACAC, but you got to be able to afford it, and it's not cheap. It's not free. And but here, the Y comes along and says, you know, we're going to do something very similar with just as much quality, with just as many people who really care about these kids, and we're going to make it affordable, and we're going to work with families so that they can take advantage of this facility and of these programs.
Right. We're very proud of our staff that do those programs, because it's such a big need in the community. It's a great service. And one of the keys to the YMCA is we're mixing the whole community together, regardless of your neighborhood, whether you live in the city or the county, if you're north or south. Every child, every family, we hope, will want to be part of the YMCA, and we'll be welcome. We want everybody to feel like it's their YMCA, and it's going to bring our community closer together.
Shelley Romali with the Piedmont Family YMCA is our guest this hour, this half hour. Remind folks again, sort of the time schedule here of what we're looking at with this new facility, this very exciting new facility, and then how folks can support something like this.
Sure. We are hoping, we still have a lot of work to do to get to our goal, but we are already at $6.5 million pledged. Soon as we get to $7.5 million, so about a million away, we're going to be able to break ground. We hope to do that in early 07. It'll probably be a 10 or 12-month construction process. But people can get involved right now by going to our website, piedmontymca.org, calling us at the Y at 974-YMCA. We can tell them more about the programs and services we already offer, and tell them how to get involved with the campaign.
That's terrific. And, of course, this comes at the same time that UVA is publicly launching their, going into the public phase of their $3 billion campaign.
Right.
So it puts things in perspective, perhaps, that $1 million is a little bit closer than you might think.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And this community has a whole myriad of wonderful causes. And
A lot of people here, you know what's so great about this area is there's a lot of people here who have money to spend and who maybe don't, but it doesn't matter because they write checks for this kind of thing. They like living here and they want to see things like this in this community. And they want to see things like this work
right.
And function and serve
right.
people. And they're willing to support it.
Right. And it's going to contribute to the quality of life for everyone. We've run into quite a few people who didn't grow up here in Charlottesville, came from other communities where the YMCA was part of their life growing up, and they know what it'll do for our community once we open those doors.
Shelley Romali with the Piedmont Family YMCA, thank you so much. And check back with us in a few months and let us know when you have broken ground out by PVCC.
Thank you. We will.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Shelley Romali with the Piedmont Family YMCA, a new facility planned for our community. They hope to break ground in early 07 out by the Piedmont Community College.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.